Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I'm still a big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, it always seems to be for someone else. Why all the people always seem to just be on vacation? What they won't get from it, I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can, holding all the information.
Welcome into Overtime, FanRun Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. No, the FanRun Studio Seltzers. My bad, I got in a force of habit. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Ferguson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys. 6 p.m. Going up until 8 p.m. Things to get to, of course. We'll get a Periscope started if you're listening and you're wanting to watch instead of just listen. We'll get a Periscope up and running. The iPad was dead again, so technical difficulties prevent us from getting it up and running.
That's all right. Fellas, I think they understand.
How are we doing?
I'm doing okay. I, personally, am doing all right. It's a little dreary day for your weather update for people who haven't been outside today.
Did it start running? Raining?
It's rained a little bit, yeah. Oh. A little drizzle. You know,
not quite rain yet, but slight precipitation.
Definitely, you know, water falling from the sky. I don't know if I would classify it as rain, though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Not rain,
no,
but water.
A drizzle. But,
yeah.
God's tears.
Regardless of, you know, the slight drizzle, you know, it's been a little cloudy day. It's felt great outside.
Yeah.
I mean, just very mild, enjoyable weather.
Sure.
I just wish the sun was out and it felt like this, but.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm doing good. I wish the Reds were winning, but.
3-0, bottom of the, top of the ninth.
Still got time.
Still got time.
Still got plenty of time.
Just need a bloop and a blast and a blast.
Only half
there.
An inning.
So.
If we get a grand slam right here, we win.
I don't think that's possible, Fulky, because you just started the inning.
Let's not do play-by-play.
I think he's referring to the top of the ninth. Yeah, in the side. You know, if we get four, that means we'd be winning.
Yeah.
But
mathematically speaking.
Yeah.
He is correct.
Yeah, would be nice to win this game. But I don't know.
No, we'll win.
Once you get to the top of the ninth, things start to look a little bleak.
No, I'm not worried about it.
But okay.
Well, that's a one out.
You know, okay.
The Yankees did get walked off today.
That's a bummer.
Overrated.
Overrated. Mm-hmm. Bought, not built. And,
true.
The Reds have a better record.
Bought poorly because they lost.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. overpaid.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can.
Who we overpay for?
Use that term
everybody.
Poorly.
With everybody
talking about money. You should use a different word next time. Just nope. little advice. Just little advice.
Oh sure.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not criticizing. I'm
Alex,
just trying
how was
to improve.
Day?
I mean, you can see where that gets misconstrued. Bought poorly, you might think bought cheaply.
Sure.
All right.
It's a hell of a start to a show, guys. I love the energy all of y'all are bringing into the studio.
I feel great. I'm fully energetic.
Alive, awake.
Alive, feeling good. Yeah.
Ready to go.
My day was all right.
Your day was okay?
Yeah. I didn't catch any of the Yankee game today because I had no internet at home.
Hmm. Ooh.
Internet wasn't working, much
That's
like
tough.
How it wasn't working here last night.
Yeah, we did have some issues with that.
You know the commonality there? The internet provider.
You. I believe it's you.
No.
You had an issue with the internet here, and then you went home and had an internet issue there.
Could be, but it's not.
I'm starting to see... I don't know.
Yeah, so I missed the Yankee game.
That's tough, but you didn't... At least you didn't, like...
Watch it.
Yeah. At least you didn't have to watch it. Like, you lost.
Would have preferred to watch it. Spoiler alert. Win or lose, I support my team.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the same for you, you know.
It's on the television right now.
Yeah, right now. I'm just saying when the Reds eventually do get, like, back to 500 or a little bit below at some point.
Uh-huh.
Which won't happen.
Uh-huh. Okay, Nostradamus.
Votto at the plate.
We'll just see if you're as glued in as you are now. I know Folky will be.
I'm fully glued. I'm full gorilla glued, my guy.
Go Reds.
This Reds team has staying power, and I don't appreciate you not respecting that. The fact that right now the Reds are better than the Yankees. How's that feel? I'm not saying for the whole season. I'm just saying
easier schedule
right now. That's a
sure
that's
wish.
It's an
cop
excuse.
Out. It's a bit of a cop out, but I mean,
I would have liked to play.
I can respect
the
you going that direction.
I would have liked to play the Cardinals, Pirates,
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks and Giants to start my season.
Uh-huh.
Compared to the Blue Jays playoff team.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
That's tough.
Okay, the Orioles.
Ooh.
Not a bad start to the season for
them.
Orioles.
But Orioles.
Yeah. Okay.
The Orioles.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
No,
come
I'm just saying. I'm just
Alex.
No, I was about let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish,
okay.
And then
ahead,
you can
finish.
Chime in, Will, with your no baseball knowledge. All right?
Why did I even know that? I literally,
the Orioles are 5-6. Let's
didn't
be clear.
Say anything.
Let's
yes,
be
didn't
clear.
Say
that
anything.
Better.
The whole entire argument about the Yankees, other than statement
shoot.
Of fact,
you put
the
your
Yankees
head down. That's all I needed.
I put my
that's all I needed
I put my
see.
Hand in my face because you made a mistake by bringing
shoot.
Up the Orioles, who are one of the worst franchises over the past 10
you
years.
Didn't let me finish.
They didn't let you finish. All I said was Orioles.
And before they started laughing, I said, better starts the season than usual. But yes, that has been our easiest matchup so far. Then okay. We got the Rays, who are coming off a World Series appearance in which they should have beaten the Dodgers.
But they got rid of a lot of players. Or maybe not got rid of is a bad term, but didn't keep a lot of players. Blake Snell off the top of my dome.
Yeah, that's the only one they lost.
Oh, never mind. I was assuming there
you
was
were just
more.
Assuming there
I was
more?
Hoping. I
okay.
was hoping.
Yeah.
Good job by Will, knowing Blake Snell left Tampa.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
There you go.
You knew all of their offseason.
Where'd he go?
San Diego Padres.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, so they lost the series to the Rays, and now they just played the Blue Jays again.
Okay.
Blue Jays again, good team. And guess who we're playing now? Again.
The Orioles?
This weekend. Nope.
Oh. Yourself.
Nope.
For thinking y'all are going to win something.
I don't know, the Mets.
The Rays, again.
Wow.
It's a tough start to the
I could have guessed that if you would have given me more time.
We got the Rays this weekend, and then we have a two-gamer against Atlanta next week.
Scared.
Scared.
Sound a little scared.
You're scared of the Braves?
You're scared of
I'm not scared of the
Braves.
I mean, look at the way Acuna started the season. They have the reigning NL MVP and Freddie Freeman, too. Like, the Braves have lost four in a row right now, but, like, they had won four in a row prior to that point, prior to the call at home plate. They have lost four after that happened.
It's fair. Yes.
So, like, that team's streaky, too. And if they get hot, they're a good team as well. So, we have no cupcakes, unlike the Reds.
Okay. Yeah. You just sound really jealous of all the fun that we're having.
Enjoying watching
our team succeed.
I could tell you, I would not have any fun watching the Reds.
Why? We hit dingers. Like, we are the fun team in baseball right now. We've been scoring a ton. Apart from like, two games this year.
Y'all just lost 3-0.
Okay.
Not a lot of scoring going on.
To the Giants.
A team that...
To the Giants.
You
to the Giants.
The 7-4 Giants?
Speaking of baseball...
The Giants are not 7-4.
Speaking of...
7-4.
8-4. They're 8-4.
8-4.
Wow, Alex.
My computer hadn't updated yet. The game just ended. Guys, let's take it easy. Let's take it easy. They've been 8-4 for all of 30 seconds.
Speaking of baseball.
Speaking of it.
Did you see where the Houston Astros players have finally been suspended for a game?
They haven't been suspended.
Because of COVID. They finally, we will see justice in Houston.
No.
As Altuve and Bregman are not allowed to play. Finally. Yeah. Manfred stepping up to the plate and doing what needs to be done, giving these guys COVID. Nothing on it? Okay, good, guys.
It's stupid.
Damn, dude, you got the whole squad laughing.
I'm
kind of doing a radio show trying to.
I think I don't know, man. The Astros thing, like, I'm still kind of mad about it, right? Everybody's still kind of
I'm over it at this point.
You're over it?
I don't care.
As a Yankees fan, like, you are, it's behind you. You're ready to stop.
For now.
You're ready to stop hitting them.
But when, like, if playoffs go through and the Yankees don't win the World Series, like, and then you hear, then you hear it again about how the Yankees haven't won a World Series with this team, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, we got cheated out of it.
So you, because you got cheated in the ALCS, right?
Yes, is that when we had to play them twice in the ALCS.
Hmm. Okay. But then you would still have to win, like, the World
this
Series.
This is not me taking shots. Do you think you would have been capable of beating the Dodgers? The Dodgers didn't really – weren't able to get it done until this year, right? Am I wrong on that? Didn't they get beat both times by the Astros?
Yes. I know they got beat once by the Astros. I don't know – or they got beat once, but I don't know who the.
I think the Yankees could have won that year.
Won it three years ago. The year the Astros won, I think we could have won it. And
don't ask them that.
The year the Nationals won against the Astros.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. I think we could have beaten the Nationals as well, but again, I'm a little biased.
The Nationals were really, really hot right then, though. Like, they were playing really good baseball.
Yeah, but we were too.
That's true. I guess that's fair.
We got cheated out of it.
Yeah. Game 7.
Because they were wearing buzzers.
He didn't want to take that jersey off.
Sure didn't.
Because of a bad tattoo. Wait.
No, yeah, because he didn't want his wife to see him with no shirt on and the bad tattoo.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. His wife has never seen him without a shirt on?
No. He said that his wife doesn't like it when they take his shirt off.
I was about to say. I feel like that's like day one stuff.
Yeah, because that's
like you save kissing and all that stuff for after marriage, but your wife sees you without your shirt on before marriage.
Because that's the first thing a baseball player thinks of after they hit a walk-off home run to take their team to the World Series is, oh, don't take my shirt off because my wife will get mad at me.
Yeah. I will go ahead
and say, I'm around the bros, that's what I'm thinking of. Yep.
I'll go ahead and hand up and say, I hit a walk-off homer to go to the World Series. I'll run the bases naked. I don't care. Like, what's it matter about your shirt getting ripped off?
If you win a major, will you go across the court?
100%. I'm doing snow angels in the bunker.
Who was
the
race car driver who drove backwards?
He said if he wins a major. If I want a major. Because
he's not a baseball player.
No.
Let's face it.
I'm just going to turn off the mic.
You don't have to turn off the mic. Just listen to the show. But... Folky's ooh got me, but who was the race car driver who drove backwards?
Mater.
Drove
without
backwards.
The
tuff. Let's.
Am I just completely backwards? After the victory, and now it's a tradition to like drive around. Am I just completely making something up about NASCAR right now?
God.
Sometimes my brain just like I just convince myself of something when I'm young and then just believe it for the rest of my life, and this might be one of those things that I just made up. Like football on a boat, there's a whole segment on 3 and Out about football on a boat during when we were planning on what could happen during COVID. I remember vividly Army versus Navy playing on a boat. And apparently that never happened in anything but a video game from 2005. Can't see anything about a race car driver driving backwards.
I have no idea. Like no one does that after a race either.
I guess
they do donuts.
They drive forward.
They'll do some donuts. They'll go get the flag. I mean, if they drive backwards on the track, that's just merely coincidence, I believe.
Does this name sound familiar? Not the name about Tanner Carson. Not Tanner Carson's name. Does that sound familiar?
Tanner Carson,
obviously. Shout out TC, man who gave me this chair. But he just texted in. Does this name sound familiar? Alan Kulwicki?
Alan Kulwicki?
Sure.
I mean,
K-U-L-W-I-C.
I didn't know.
He just texted me that name, so I'm assuming that might have been the guy who drove backwards. But the whole point of me asking that question was getting a quick answer so that I can time into the joke of you just driving backwards naked on the course like you just when you win the major.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely 100%.
Did you see where the MLB – I'm just trying to get off of this. Did you see where the MLB to have the Atlantic lead experiment with moving the mound back and a double hook DH? Oh.
Double hook DH. Can you?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Is there any?
Guys. I was bringing it up for y'all to answer my questions, but I guess I can try to answer some.
Okay.
Moving back, they want to move it back 1 foot, 61 feet 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look for what a double hook means. It's all talking about the mound. Still talking about
like
the mound.
Like two DHs,
perhaps.
Double.
We have to get more offense into the game, the Chicago Cubs president said. I agree with that.
No, that's the old Chicago Cubs president, Theo Epstein. He's working for Major League Baseball now.
No, this was Jed Hoyer,
okay,
president of operations for
the
Chicago Cubs.
He's the current one. Yeah.
Yes.
That's on me.
No, I'm saying it wasn't.
No, but Theo Epstein he's been appointed in this position for Major League Baseball of, like, improving the game. Because
he was the cool dude from Chicago, right? He would go party after their World Series?
I don't know about
name,
that.
At least. I know the name,
yeah,
at least.
He was the GM for them.
Retired this year, right?
Yeah. And he, he didn't retire. He resigned. And prior to that, he was with the Red Sox, built the Red Sox up to win the two World Series that they won in the mid-2000s. Well, I think it was, 2008 and 2010, something like that. I don't know 100% off the top of my head because I don't remember Red Sox World Series. But, like, he's blamed for the way baseball is now, where it's a lot of strikeouts and home runs, and that's all you see. So he's been tasked with kind of finding ways to improve the game. And I know in AAA baseball, they've done it to where they've expanded the size of the base, each of the bases, to increase maybe more stealing, because if runners have more of a base to try and get a foot or a hand on when stealing, that maybe it'll increase your stealing percentage. In AA, I'm trying to think of what they're
like,
doing there.
It's like in tag, when you make the safe spot bigger so more people want to go run
to the
base. Safe spot. Exactly.
Yeah,
the home base.
I have figured out what double hook designated hitter is. It would be a new rule where you start with a designated hitter, but once your starting pitcher is pulled, you lose your designated hitter. And you have to either pinch hit or just let your reliever hit.
So
double hook would be in this terms. I think they're using it in the Shepherd term of, like, pulling someone off the double hook. You have to pull two people off. You have to double hook them off.
Sure.
Okay, so what if the reliever you bring in, like, if you want them to pitch another inning, do you have to, and they're, like, doing the lineup? Like, does the reliever have to stay in order to stay in the game?
Either he hits or,
Is Shohei Ohtani, am I saying that name right, the new dude for the Angels who's just, like, becoming the new Swiss Army knife?
He can do whatever, yeah.
That rule will have an impact on his type of play style. Obviously, he's kind of a one-of-a-kind player, but if we see any more types of his play style, which, I mean, I'm not even that familiar with, but I know he's a pitcher and a hitter, which is not very heard of. So that could impact his play style a lot, or players who play that style.
Not really too much, because you'd have the advantage there of using your pitcher as also your hitter.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't have the opportunity. You kind of get rid of your designated hitter.
Yeah,
way he hits, I mean, it's like he's better than
exactly.
But then you're back at square one of having to rely on your reliever to hit.
You use him as a reliever.
But would you be able to have him? Would you be able to have
like
a DH?
Because if he was a starting pitcher, he would never get to hit. Like, in this new rule, if Shohei was a pitcher, a starting pitcher, when he get, like, he
are you forced to use a DH?
You have a DH.
You're not. But you could put him in as your DH.
I guess. So you could just have your pitcher hit.
And then, it'd be technically your pitcher as
so
your.
Have him pitch
the same person?
Game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he does it now.
Is that what he does?
On Sunday Night Baseball last week, he threw an 101 mile an hour fastball in the first inning. In the top of the first, and then the bottom of the first, he had a 450-foot bomb.
All right.
If you're waiting on the G3 Help Me Hotline, wait patiently. We'll get you in right after this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville Base Law Offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit them at g3helpme.com. They are the presenting sponsor of the G3 Help Me Hotline. Westchester, you've been waiting patiently to get on overtime. Westchester, what's up, man?
1988, Alan Kulwicki wins his first race in Phoenix and invents the Polish victory lap, where you drive backwards the other way around the track. The only reason you do it is that's the only way you can wave to the fans. If you think about how a track, when you're going left, when you go backwards, you can hang out your window and wave at the fans in the crowd, thank them for coming to the race.
That makes sense.
So yes, that is a real thing. You're not crazy on that.
I'm so glad I didn't make that up.
It's not something everybody does, but it's still pretty common.
I'm glad I didn't make that up. I guess my dad just blanketly said, yeah, everyone does that when I watched it once when I was a kid and just took that as a statement of fact and ran with it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen guys drive backwards. I just didn't know there was like an origin story to it, I guess, why I didn't think of it as a thing.
And I don't think you're crazy. I know. Didn't they have a WrestleMania on an aircraft carrier? I know that's way before your time, but I really thought Army Navy played on an aircraft carrier too. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You're not alone on that. You're my favorite human being, like ever. Like, you're just confirming to make sure I'm not crazy. I have no idea if they did a WrestleMania on an aircraft carrier. I'm not a giant wrestling fan, and it is also before my time. But I looked up like football on a boat and just did as much research. I realized it came from the NCAA football 2005 on a PS2.
The Carrier Classic is a college basketball game that's played on the deck of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier.
Yeah, that was between Michigan State and North Carolina, right?
Yes. Is that what you're thinking of?
It could be, man.
Okay.
That was only a few years back.
That was 2011.
2011?
So 10 years ago, buddy.
It's a whole decade.
That was just a couple years ago.
It's a whole decade, man.
Whew. All right.
I don't know. Hey, guys, what do you think? Can the Vols pull it off in Nashville? Can they pull off the series win this weekend?
Ooh. Fellas,
if they don't, is it okay? Both answers.
If they don't pull out the series, I think it's okay. Vandy's really good.
But, I don't want to get swept.
Yeah, if we get swept, we got an issue.
I don't know.
I think we will win the series. Like, I really believe in this team. And until we don't, you know, win the series, I believe we will. But sweep is when, I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Vandy, I'm pulling the jerk move, and I'm putting my Friday guy on Sunday.
Ooh. A little mix-up. Confusing people.
Yeah, I mean it's a guarantee. You know, we're gonna go with our best on Friday, no matter who they put out there.
Yeah.
So get your win on Sunday. Preserve the, you know, either the sweep or the win the series. I mean it's an old Rob move that opposing coaches used to hate. So there's a lot of things Delmonico did that coaches used to hate.
Fans used to hate.
He put a guy in, and to start, he listed the guy as a starter. He threw one pitch and he brought in a righty. Yeah, it was it's a good old Delmonico baseball. But no, I think they can win the series. I don't think I don't anticipate a sweep. I think it's going to be I think they'll probably lose Friday, but keep it close enough to come back on Saturday and Sunday and be okay. But you know, it's either way, I'm okay with it. Even if they get swept, it's not give up on baseball time. Let's get back out there and see what happens after that. I mean, this is a very, very good Vandy team. And even though it's not this coaching staff, this Vandy team is a lot of the kids that this university passed on and didn't give offers to and didn't give them time of day to. If there's one, you know, I know it's a cliche and I know it's overstated, but this is a series these kids have circled on the calendar and they want to win and they want to show Tennessee why they screwed up. So this is going to be... This is not just Vandy number one hard. These guys are PO'd hard. So
yeah, no, there's definitely some extracurricular stuff with the success that we've had so far this season, Westchester. Where were your expectations for this team on where we finish? What you wanted to see from them at the beginning of the season versus now? What do you think would be satisfying or appropriate, or I guess just not upsetting to you with how we finish?
I was a believer from the beginning. I thought we had some talent, but I thought we were going to make a regional. I think we probably host one now, and I think we got a pretty good chance of making a super. But I hate to jump out that far. That would be a heck of an accomplishment
for sure
if they could make a super.
For sure.
But I think you have to make a regional whether you host it or not. I don't really think it matters that much, but I think you got to make the postseason.
Sounds good. You got anything else for us, Westchester?
That's about it, guys. Have a good show, as always.
Appreciate it, man. Baseball, man. I mean, it's what's getting the blood pumping nowadays.
Baseball's.
I feel like baseball, it also helps with like the fact that UT's really good now, so also people are talking about that around here. But I feel like baseball's kind of bigger so far at the start of this season than it has been like the last 5 or so years.
Like as a whole or collegiately?
As a whole, like MLB, college, like I'm seeing a whole lot more baseball than I have in years past. Maybe it's just me being more into baseball that I actually pay attention to it more.
I don't think you're crazy.
Like, it kind of feels like it's everywhere right now, which, granted, I mean, it's just the NBA mm-hmm. and the MLB and college baseball. But it's you hear nothing about the NBA, and the NBA is later into their season than the MLB is. It's just kind of dominating the sports cycle.
I think your point about the NBA being halfway through their season and the MLB, I don't think that has anything to do with that. I think recency bias and people being excited for baseball
sure.
and a new sport,
I guess you're
right. that might impact a little
yeah,
bit
give,
more.
Give it a month.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And you got 162 games, so it will falter off. I think this is the most baseball I've watched, so I can agree with you on that, at least on a personal level.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're crazy to say that there might be a little bit more baseball. I just think because of how weird 2020 was with no sports and none of this feeling of the tournament and all these things,
yeah.
this is kind of our first experience back to quote-unquote normalcy, even though it's not real normalcy. And also last season, what was it, 60 games, 62 games or whatever
games,
y'all played? 60
games, it didn't start until July.
And
like
you only really watched that if you were a baseball fan. A lot of people, I feel like, because like you weren't really looking forward to all the sports returning, and I think basketball was like the first big thing a lot of people tuned into. And even then, I really do think there's a lot less sports fans. Maybe I call me crazy, but during quarantine and during that that break in action during the summer with no sports going on, I kind of lost interest. Like I got it back as soon as college football started back up and got invested, but with no sports on, it kind of I kind of forgot they existed, and it was kind of nice for a little bit. You know what I mean? Just to not have to think about those things. And so we might have not had some sports fans who were sports fans before quarantine come back as sports fans.
Yeah, with baseball last year, I probably watched the least amount of baseball I have ever watched in my life. And I had grown up in a household where my dad was turning on the Yankee game every night. We were catching every game. So last year, I don't know, it's just the start of the season, the fact that it was in July, no fans. It was just completely silent when the game was being played, and it just kind of took my excitement out of it.
Yeah, it did take a little bit of the atmosphere away from it. You don't hear the crack of the bat and the scream of the crowd. Like, it was just kind of dead.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but the 60 games just didn't get me as excited as 162 does. And I know that sounds weird because you're thinking
each game
that's a whole lot
more
games.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot more games you're being played, and 162 you can easily lose track and get disinterested. But for me, 60 games, it just felt too quick.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right. It felt like none of the teams could really get in a groove because a lot happens in the 6 months of regular season play, which baseball teams have. Like, they finally find a groove and they hit another level, and they, you know, you have the mid-season acquisition deadline. So a lot of things happen in those 6 months where I feel like that was taken away last year, and I think that's why I didn't watch as much. And now this year I feel like reinvigorated as I go back into baseball.
Because it's an actual season.
Yeah, and then college baseball, I can already say, like, I've watched a whole lot more college baseball than I've ever watched.
That's just because the Vols are good?
And that, yeah.
I think
the Vols being good is the primary reason for that one.
I think the Vols being good has a lot to do with the amount of baseball I feel like
sure.
we've been watching.
Yeah,
and
it's
the Reds being successful as well. If the Reds, obviously not a very impressive game today, and I'm not meaning to take shots, that's just a statement
one
of fact.
One out of 162.
Getting scored 3-0 is not a fun game to watch. But with the way that maybe your team has been pretty solid so far to start both these collegiate and MLB seasons, you might be watching a little bit more baseball than usual.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of baseball, I had y'all choose each other's trivia categories today. Alex, Tucker chose for you. He chose World Series champions. So I took the past 20 World Series champions. We got runners-up, coaches, managers, all these things. I'll ask you some trivia questions about those. Tucker, what he chose for you? Chose Kansas City draft picks, so I have all the draft picks from, I think the oldest one is 1990. They're fairly easy. I wrote them with expectations that you should know all of them.
As long as you're not like 1997 round one, we picked them at 28. Who was it? Like, that's gonna be a little tough.
I think you might have just read verbatim one of the questions.
That's good.
The World Series chance I'm a little nervous for because I'm bad with years. Like, I know
I knew you would
realm.
Know enough, but it would still, like,
yeah.
mess
I might
up.
Ask you a couple managers' names and stuff like that, too. We'll mix them in. Maybe a loser or something like that. Maybe not just straight chalk. And Folky, Alex chose for you, and this was a weird category, a niche category, and I had to expand it. He chose Everybody Loves Raymond trivia and just said, let him run it.
Nice.
I could not find.
That's not what my words were, let's let Folky eat. Yeah. And I put eat in all caps.
There we go.
I could not find enough trivia questions to field a whole segment for that. So I did your favorite shows. Full House, King of Queens, Friends, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Here's a cowardly dog. Oh. Sorry.
Now I feel self-conscious about my questions I have to ask.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
We'll be right back.
Wow.
It's time for some trivia. What you looking at, Tucker? What you pointing at? What you distracting me with?
It is about what we were just talking about in the break, actually.
Go Browns.
Okay. Tucker, we'll start with you.
All right.
Yours are Kansas City draft picks.
All right.
Kansas City Chiefs, that is. No Royals mixed in here.
That would be rude. That would just be mean.
That would be rude. That would be rude. So I did not do it.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Kansas City Chiefs, your team. Would you like to start first?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't sound excited.
I just don't know where you're going with it. Like, I have a decent bit of knowledge. I'm not a draft dork, though.
I'll start with a fairly easy one.
Okay.
This is the one you almost said verbatim earlier.
Oh, God.
1997 was the year you said.
Okay.
Round one was the round you said.
Okay.
You got the pick wrong. 13th, they selected a tight end out of California. Who was that?
In what year?
1997.
Tony Gonzalez?
Tony Gonzalez is correct, the Hall of Famer. If you get three in a row, we'll move on to the next person since these are niche categories.
Sure.
Also, steals, as always, are open to the peanut gallery after said person gets it wrong.
Sure, pal.
All right, let's keep it rolling, as the kids say.
2016. Kansas City took two wide receivers. Who were they?
2016. That'll be drafted. Two wide receivers. Probably Byron Pringle. Is he one of those? Do we get him?
I'm going to need two names in order to tell
you
if they're correct
both.
Or not.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm totally blanking right now. Georgia. Why can't I think of his name right now?
I know it. I know the answer.
It's not.
I know the answer, and I'll go ahead and give you a hint.
It's not
the Georgia wide receiver.
No, it's not Mecole Hardman.
It is not that. Yeah, I was thinking of a different. You're thinking of Chris Conley.
No.
Five.
Chris Conley was around before that.
Four. Three. Two. Anything?
I'm blanking.
Just throw two names. I just need two wide receivers.
Byron Pringle and Robinson.
Incorrect. Anybody for the steal?
2015?
2016 draft. What two wide receivers did the Kansas City Chiefs take? They both still play for this team.
Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman.
Incorrect. Alex?
Tyreek Hill, Byron Pringle.
That is incorrect. You had one of them. They had one of them. It was Tyreek Hill and DeMarcus Robinson.
For some reason, I thought Tyreek had been around longer than that.
For a point. Anybody, for a point, who was taken first out of those two?
Robinson
is correct.
Yeah,
you get a point.
Tyreek
on the board.
Went to like
they were one round away from each other.
Yeah, but he went to a much smaller school.
Yes, West Alabama.
Yeah,
where did DeMarcus Robinson go?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Folky,
he's straight up with you. I knew who he was once he became a Chief, so
we'll go to you. Are you ready?
Sure, pal.
What show would you want to start with?
Raymond.
That was
quick.
A quick answer. Fair enough.
He knows what he wants.
Okay, we'll start with a fairly easy one.
Sure, pal.
What is Ray Romano's brother, Robert Barron? Barone? Is it Barron or Barone?
Barone.
Barone. Okay, I was reading it.
He looked annoyed.
He did look annoyed. I was genuinely asking because I had no idea.
Disrespectful to such a great show.
He's like, you haven't watched.
You know what? Screw you. No, I'm going to go with a harder question because you did that to me. Everybody Loves Raymond has been nominated for how many Emmys?
Oh, God.
How many? I don't know. They don't say it in the show.
No, why would they break the fourth wall? Hey, Ray, you got four Emmys, Ray.
Raymond, everybody loves you. Yeah, I know. That's why I've been nominated for 57 Emmys. That's not the answer, by the way.
All right, no, well, they got about that many seasons. How many Emmys? I'm going to say five.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Incorrect. Anybody for the steal?
Two.
Incorrect.
Eight.
Incorrect.
Zero.
It's a very nice number. They've been nominated for 69 Emmys.
69. What?
They've been nominated for 69. It's not just best
TV
show.
Okay, not for one category. Okay.
You have costumes, set, longest running, lifetime achievement awards. You got all these Emmys, man.
I
got you. Y'all ain't focused just winning one Emmy. They've been nominated for 69 of them.
Okay.
Alex, World Series champions. Should I have one of y'all pick the year? Should I just pick a random year? What should we do here?
Just pick whatever you want.
Okay. Fair enough. 2004, who beat the Yankees? Figured this was easy enough to start with.
Didn't you say this just the other day? I feel like you said this to me.
It wasn't 2004.
Oh, I'm sorry. I completely read the wrong year. I'm an idiot. Oh,
2001, wow. The Arizona Diamondbacks.
No, 2003. That was the
year. Oh, wait, yeah, I'm sorry. That was the year. Arizona Diamondbacks.
That is incorrect. It's not the Arizona Diamondbacks. Anybody for the steal? I messed up. I'll give you another question. Dude, that one's on me, but anybody for a steal?
I don't know.
Yeah, what was right. It was 2001 that they lost to the Diamondbacks. 03?
Dude, I have no idea. I'm not a Yankees fan.
That would be the Florida Marlins. Florida Marlins beat them in 03.
Oh, my God. Yep.
4-2 in that series. Well, I'll give you another one because I read that one wrong. That one's on me. I apologize. Sincerely. 2012. Who won the World Series in 2012? I'll give you a hint. They swept the Detroit Tigers.
I think I actually know this one.
Well, as always, yeah. Steals are open to the peanut gallery.
St. Louis Cardinals.
That is incorrect.
The Kansas City Royals?
That is incorrect. Anybody for the steal?
They play in the same division.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I think I know this one.
All right.
Folky for the steal.
You were wrong, too.
Who beat him?
They beat the Tigers.
Can I guess again?
You can, but no, for no points. I just
okay. Well, I'll nullify. Was it the Giants?
It was the San Francisco Giants.
Beat the Giants.
Four
Boom.
Games to none. Tucker, back to you. No one got a point on that one.
It's all right. Nope. Yeah, it's because of me. Big brain over here.
2018.
Okay.
This former Vol was taken in the 6th round by the Chiefs. Who was it?
Khalil McKenzie.
Khalil McKenzie is correct. Look at you.
There you go.
Speaking of former Vols.
His dad's the owner of the Raiders. That was weird. Or not the owner, but he was the GM. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of weird.
Speaking of former Vols, this former Vol.
Turned him into an offensive tackle. Really. Yeah.
This is the oldest question I'll ask you. This former Vol was drafted first round, 20th pick in the 1992 draft as a defensive back from the University of Tennessee. Who was it?
In 92?
92.
Oh, God. I wasn't a big fan back then.
I don't think you were alive back then.
Sure wasn't. I was -6.
This man was getting pick sixes from Tennessee.
Hmm.
His son played at Tennessee as well, if that helps at all.
God, to be honest with you, I don't know a lot of our DBs.
Five.
From back in the 90s.
Four. Three.
Todd Kelly.
That is in 1992? Oh, I guess Todd Kelly Jr. Maybe that's a decent
junior.
Stretch. I guess that's a decent stretch. Anybody for the steal?
No.
That would be one, Dale Carter. Not
Dale
the Warriors'
Carter?
Dad. Dale Carter?
I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are. Folky.
I just forgot about Dale Carter.
Hey, bud.
Would you like Everybody Loves Raymond again, or would you like to go to a different show?
Let's stay with Everybody Loves Raymond.
All right. I'll ask you the question I was going to ask before you got snippy.
Sure.
In the show, Ray Romano, the dude's brother's name is Robert. What's his real name? What's the actor's name?
The actor's name?
Tall dude, deep voice, two first names.
Hey, Ray. In the Jimmy John's commercials.
Garrett.
That guy.
It's Garrett something.
Crush it.
No.
He throws heat.
Garrett.
I'm going to need the peanut gallery to stop distracting Folky. It's not fair.
Hey, stop distracting me. Stop it. I don't know. Garrett something.
That is incorrect.
His last name is not something.
Anybody for a steal?
Garrett Richards. It's
Brad Garrett. Brad Garrett.
Oh, it was something Garrett. No.
You were wrong.
So close.
You were wrong.
I was so close.
That's all right.
Alex, who won? No, let me rephrase that. Who was the manager for the 2005 Chicago White Sox World Series champion team?
Ozzie Guillen.
Good pull. That is correct. They swept who? They were managed by Phil Gardner at the time, if that helps.
Phil Gardner?
Gardner.
Phil Gardner.
Gardner?
Lived in Granger County at one point
in
his life. Yeah, we've talked about this before.
He got swept in a World Series in 05.
That's tough.
Who was he managing?
Oh, That's a tough one.
Don't ask hard questions, or don't ask easy questions. Five.
I can take a stab in the dark.
Four.
His time is up.
Three. Two. Dun-dun-dun.
Phillies.
Incorrect. Stab in the dark.
It was going to be the Phillies, but Pirates.
Incorrect. Folky.
I think he played
Tigers.
For the Pirates or something like
That'll
that.
That would be the Houston Astros. Houston Astros got swept by them. That was a hard one. I apologize, Alex.
Tucker. Yeah, he played for the Pirates. He didn't manage the Pirates.
You two both have guessed teams that are within the same league.
That they,
you just said, who did you just guess?
I don't know.
I didn't remember who got swept.
He just said they got swept in the World Series. He didn't say the opponent.
Oh. Yeah.
But
yeah, no, but
yes, I did. I said
was
the,
they, the
White Sox swept this this
yeah.
team.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Listen to the show.
No. I will
Sorry,
later.
Folky.
I'll listen to podcasts
Tucker.
Later.
Yeah, I'm more of a podcast guy.
2017. Obviously, you got your franchise quarterback in that draft. Who was the other draft pick? Or that's a bad way to phrase that question. My bad. Who was the other most impactful draft pick?
Who else do we got? Mostly, I was focused on the quarterback we drafted. To be completely honest with you,
there's one more big name in that draft class.
Was it in the second round? I assume. Does it even say?
I think it's third round. I think it's third round. I don't have it. I didn't write it down. I apologize.
Can I have a position, or does that
that would
just
give it
give away.
Away?
Okay.
Yeah, figure it out, dude.
Come on, man. I know it.
My gosh, it's taking you this long.
Quickly. Five.
Four. Kendrick West.
That is
know,
incorrect.
Travis Kelce.
Incorrect.
Frank Clark.
Incorrect. Folky, you should
Frank
know
Frank Clark, we traded for him.
It's Kareem Hunt.
Oh, that dude's a beast.
Kareem Hunt was the other pick.
I forget
out
that
of
we
that
absolutely
draft.
Hit a grand slam in that draft.
And then let him walk.
You think I'm going to know whether or not you traded for Frank Clark?
We got him from Seattle.
Folky, final question.
He's pretty old.
That's right. Yeah, all right,
we don't
that.
Have a lot of time okay. left remaining. Folky, we'll go full house. Comet, the dog, was a star in more than just one film type thing. He was the dog that started this franchise.
Air Bud?
Air Bud is correct.
Whoa.
He is Air Bud. He is
That's
the original.
That's pretty cool. I knew he looked familiar.
Which of the three daughters had to get glasses, Folky?
Stephanie. No.
No, that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. Hold on. What's the next door neighbor's nickname? Or name? What's the next door neighbor's name?
Kimmy?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Why'd you give it to
well,
him?
He said Kimmy. He knew it.
Where is it? Where's the city? What city?
San Francisco.
Bang, dude. He knows his stuff.
Bang.
We'll be back. Guys, we got some breaking news, finally. We see breaking news all the time, but we never get to it. It always comes across the timeline when we're in the middle of talking about the Beach Boys schizophrenia and just random stuff like
that.
Yeah. We've taken left turns like that. That was fun.
The vault.
I don't think I had to teach you guys about the history of the Beach Boys. I felt smart.
I mean, I knew of, I listened to the Beach Boys, but I never really dove into them.
His schizophrenia didn't really come out through their albums. It was normally in his social life. Really good movie, Love. Ooh, not that.
Love Actually.
No, I almost said that. That's why I paused. Love and Mercy. Love and Mercy. Fantastic film. Have you seen There Will Be Blood? Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, it's like, I haven't seen it. I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's like 1800s.
The dude who, I was just, the guy stuff. Who plays the priest in it plays a young Brian Wilson in the movie.
Oh,
it's a very good movie. John Cusack
so
is in it.
So it's about
It's a biopic.
Boys?
It's about, oh, it's cool. a biopic about the guy with schizophrenia.
Okay.
And it talks about his battle and everything.
Oh, gotcha.
Paul Giamatti plays the Giamatti. Doctor who got arrested for controlling him. It's a really interesting storyline. You really got to watch it. It's on Hulu.
Oh, I'll give it a try.
Getting away from the left turns and into the breaking news, Arizona expected to hire Gonzaga's assistant coach Tommy Lloyd as the new men's coach. Not really a name that gets the meter moving, but
yeah,
saw
I
a guy been there for a good bit. He was a name that was thrown around there a lot, so it makes sense. Kind of in the same region, he's going to be able to recruit that type of player from the West Coast. You want a West Coast guy. I didn't think Arizona was going to go hire anybody from the Atlantic 10. They weren't going to go poach anybody from the American Conference. They wanted a West Coast guy. That's why really the as far east as they went was a rumor of Musselman maybe going, and he got an extension today, 5 years, I believe $4 million per year, I want to say. I could be wrong on that, but 5-year deal for Eric Musselman getting signed on with the Razorbacks and Tommy Lloyd. That's a solid name, Tommy Lloyd. Like, that's a strong name. That's a basketball coach name. Name alone, successful.
Pretty solid. I mean, it works. It sounds gritty to me, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like it's a leg up in recruiting. You got a name like that. You know, that's the kind
Tommy
of
Tommy Lloyd's either a blue-collar guy who had to work his whole life, or he's the complete opposite and has had everything handed to him. There's no in-between with the Tommy Lloyd.
No middle Tommy Lloyd.
There's no average Tommy Lloyd.
Tommy Lloyd?
Tommy Lloyd. Thomas Lloyd, I'm assuming.
I'm starting to lean bad name.
Really?
The more I hear it, I think bad name.
I think Tommy Lloyd is a strong name. Should I start going by Tommy? I've thought about this a lot.
Why? Your name is William.
My middle name is Thomas. And like all of my granddad Thomas and my uncle, my nephew, nephew. I had to make sure I did the proper family tree right. Yeah, they're all Thomases, and I was middle name Thomas.
Gotcha.
I kind of want to start going by Tommy Steves.
Tommy. I would.
It's a fantastic Who album.
Last Tommy Stevens I know of was the Mississippi State quarterback who stunk.
Ooh.
Okay, so not that hard to be the number one Tommy Stevens.
The bar is low.
Like, the number one Will Stevens is a British F1 racer who's pretty successful. Like, there's a bar already set for Will Stevens. There's a Cat Stevens, a Tennessee Stevens. There's been a lot of different types of Stevens, but Tommy Stevens, doors are open. If all I have to do is be better than a bad Mississippi State quarterback, I think I can do that.
Think's a little late.
Yeah, I searched Tommy Stevens, and nobody even pulled up to be famous. So I think that's like a wide open – it's free real estate for you. You could rocket to the moon of your, like, namedom. Is that a word?
Namedom. Namesake.
Yeah, boom. That would be the word.
Namesake.
I'd made up another one by namehood.
Okay. All right. But Tommy Lloyd.
Tommy Lloyd.
Tommy Lloyd, basketball coach.
From a Tommy to a Timmy. Timmy Allen, Devin Askew, are the new Texas transfers. As also, Texas will be having Andrew Jones return. The guy who beat cancer ended up on the same day a year ago that he was diagnosed with cancer, ended up a year ago after that, hit a game winner against North Carolina this past season, a pretty good player. Obviously a guy they would want to keep, and they were able to keep him. Chris Beard doing a decent job getting guys in. The Utah transfer, Timmy Allen, and Kentucky transfer, Devin Askew, while also keeping Andrew Jones.
Yeah, he does a good job getting recruiting players as far as the transfer portal and, you know, recruiting guys straight out of high school. I mean, look at the Texas Tech team of last year. That was a team assembled of mainly transfers, notable transfers, you know, and Mac McClung.
It's impressive when you can lock a guy down who I don't think Andrew Jones was going to go be drafted, but I probably would want to put his name in there and just test the water. So it's impressive when you can at least convince a guy to stay when he's battling between draft, transfer, and all these different things.
I don't know. I guess you can give some credit because a guy coming from a system in which he was recruited into was Shaka Smart, and then when obviously the guy who recruited you to come and had served as your coach for however many years, you know, through the hard times.
And he had some very hard times with the cancer diagnosis and everything.
Yeah, I can see where Andrew Jones's head was at, but at the same time, like, Chris Beard is one of the best coaches in college basketball right now. I don't think it was too hard of a sell for Chris Beard to get him to stay.
Chris Beard has to have a beard, right? Like, he looks better, but also, like, it's weird. It's like guy standing, sitting. Y'all remember that meme? Maybe that's just a me thing, but do you remember the guy standing, sitting meme? It was a Wikipedia page of a dude named Guy Standing, and the picture of him was sitting, and so it was Guy Standing, sitting, and it's a very funny. Chris Beard with no beard doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Chris Beard with a mustache.
He has a beard, right?
He grew one this season.
Okay.
But this was like it was like Shaka with hair. It was the first season we didn't see bald-lipped Chris Beard.
Okay.
I think it's a requirement now.
You think it looks better on him?
I think he looks cute.
Okay.
With the beard.
Right.
The way he sat down and pouted, he didn't look like a baby-faced child. He looked like a man who was having a hard time. If he would have sat down and pouted, he would have reminded me like Andy Bernard. I can too sit here and cry, but instead he looked like a man who was just fed up.
I'm glad
I just think people who can grow beards should grow beards. That's been my take my whole entire life. That's why I'm very happy that you two have a beard and me and Folky, bald-lipped individuals who are cursed with
you
no hair. But if you have
Stay
the ability
strong,
to grow
kids.
A beard, you got to grow a beard.
Well, I mean, for me, it's just out of pure laziness that I don't want to shave. Because for me, I'd have to shave like every 3-4 days.
Yeah, you can trim.
I would
beard.
Never make it as a Yankee, to be honest with you.
That's a lot of.
And that doesn't turn you off from your own franchise?
Look, I've said for many years now that I think it's kind of It's an antique rule to not allow any facial hair. I just think, especially now with baseball dying, like, you want more players to have signature looks. You know, you don't want it to be this very antique kind of game. And
yeah,
by instilling that kind of rule, it just kind of takes you back a few steps instead of forward.
Like, how much longer do you think that rule survives? Can't be long, right?
Yeah, they've started to embrace the longer hair now, too. Because Clint Frazier wears a headband and he's got long hair. Gary Sanchez kind of got some long hair. But the rule is apparently, like, not hair to down to your shoulders. But
I just feel like that's a rule that'll get taken away probably in, like, the next 4 or 5 years. I could see it.
I wouldn't say 4 to 5.
But it also wouldn't shock
10.
Me if it lasts another 50. Like, I don't, like, baseball kind of holds on to tradition pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Sorry to get us off track there.
No, you're good. I was trying to find something to talk about. I can't really.
I have something to talk about.
Well, I don't care. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. I couldn't
Alex
find anything.
Alex can take a victory lap. Jonas, I do.
Okay, that's what I was about to talk about. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes, but yeah, that's actually what I was about to bring up.
I was trying
to find an article.
Let me gloat.
I mean, you were... was that yesterday?
Ooh,
you
can connect dots.
I mean, it was...
Go to work, Alex.
But regardless,
I'm impressed. Your scoop game was elite
pretty
yesterday.
Pretty good research.
Just don't listen to the show.
I am thrilled about this. This is a guy that we need. We talked about it yesterday.
7-footer, 215-ish.
Yeah. Athletic 7-footer. I love it. Love to see it.
I asked the question.
It's a 7-footer in his bio on 247. It's
6'11".
Yeah.
So 6'10-ish.
Probably like 6'9 once he gets on campus. Like, that's how usually those things go.
He's 6'6".
Yeah.
He's going to be running point guard for us.
I think it's great. You bring in a 4-star big man, like, That's great. You need more big man reinforcement. However, if John Fulkerson is not coming back, like, this guy isn't ready to go right in there for you.
That was my next question.
I was about to say, at this point, like, why would Folky not come back? I know he had his little, you know.
Just enough. I mean, if you don't want to play basketball,
little,
if you don't want anymore.
Sure. That's really the only thing, I think.
He
can do that.
Or if you want to finally go make money, I mean, I think you know where you're at. I don't think coming back is going to improve any sort of draft stock or anything. So if you want to go ahead and just start making money any way you can, go find some way to do that. There's no reason to come. I don't want to say waste another year, because I don't think it would be a waste. Everyone would enjoy having Folky back. He would be the life of the party, if you say. But you've been there for 5 years, 4 years. I don't know if you want to come back for a sixth when you can go ahead and just go straight into the real world and start making some money.
Yeah.
You've been here for 5 years, and let's face it, even if paying players was above the table, I don't think Folky was getting fat checks to come from Kingsport.
I think he's truly just undecided on it. And
I don't think he's decided. That's my perspective.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that before the injury, I think he was kind of leaning toward leaving and kind of ending it. But I think the injury and going out the way he did in the SEC tournament, you lose to Bama in the semifinals, then you have the first round loss in the NCAA. I feel like he has to look back at it as a job unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what may be pulling him toward coming back.
That's fair. You see a lot of times with guys who necessarily aren't freshmen, but you don't normally see that with freshmen. So it is a different process for someone who is a senior instead of a one-and-done type prospect. Shout out Folky's mom. I guess we should go ahead and give her – can we say her name on air? It was on a billboard.
On Twitter, I guess.
Ramona Fulkerson, shout out. Educator of the year. Teacher of the year in the Kingsport School District.
Good for her.
Shout out, man.
Folky tweeted
respect.
It out. He was proud of his
mom. He said, that's my mom.
He said, that's my mom. What a proud
son.
He
just finally found out. Hey.
He did. Hey. He saw the billboard and he was like, oh my God, I think that's my mom. No, I believe he actually knows his mother.
Yeah. I mean, she was
wonderful
being
lady.
Interviewed when the tournament got canceled.
Yeah. So I think they know each other pretty well.
Aren't you proud, Folky?
Sure, yeah.
Y'all have to be, like, somewhat related down. Like, I've never met another Fulkerson besides.
What
I've heard
mean?
Of you. I've never met another person in the world.
I just don't think if they were.
The
I don't think they would be related and still find a way to name their kid the exact same name.
You could be distantly related to someone and still have the same last name.
No. I know. But if you had a family member that was John Fulkerson, you wouldn't, like. Is there there's no other William Stevens in my Stevens family? We all have different names, so we don't get confused.
Talk about surprising relations. You know, Mike Eckler is related to Austin Eckler.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's kind of wild.
They're cousins.
Cousins. Huh. And he is the. Who is Mike Eckler? He's a coach, right?
He's our new wide receivers coach, right? Or
special teams.
Special teams.
Ah, okay.
I saw him running the other day. He might be the only dude in Knoxville, I tweeted this out verbatim, who has a stronger sunglass game than me. I was driving downtown and saw him running over next to the river. A, great form. B, dude's great form. Just dude knows how to run, but also fantastic shades.
Good. You need a guy like that on your coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Guy with a little bit of drip.
Was it the special or surprising relations that got you?
Yeah. I have a joke. I'm going to save it for off air.
All right. Yeah.
So we'll hit a quick break so I can tell you guys this joke. We'll be right back.
Can't wait.
Welcome back in Overtime, Fandon Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from Fandon Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys. Basketball is back, and FanDuel has...
Hold on, Tucker, can you hear us?
I hear
Check
you.
Check one,
okay. Just making sure your headphones are working.
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm all right.
You don't want to miss this from FanDuel. This is one of the better things we have. What happened? What is wrong with you?
No, you guys just always... You're pranksters, and that's funny. It's great.
You all right, bud?
It's all right. No, it's cool. Yeah, I can take a joke.
You came in all scared earlier.
You had Dukes.
You had Dukes up thinking someone was going to scare you from behind the door.
I thought he was trying to get me.
And no one was getting you.
No. The vibes were just way off because I saw an
Because you
chair.
Scared us. Me and Foley were having a conversation, and you just come in the door frame, fist cocked. I was terrified.
I was coming in to fight you guys, yeah. I was done. Number one, my Gatorade is missing. That's a big...
Red flag?
This is the 12th time.
Well, where'd you leave it last?
Right here beside me.
We'll figure all the details out.
Fine.
But let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook and their same game parlay
bet
for
who's gonna win
the
this fight.
NBA. No, this is for the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Would it technically be mixed martial arts if we fist fought? Or would that be disrespectful to the sport?
That would be a little, there's no martial arts involved if me and you were to throw down.
Fair enough. Wouldn't even be really much of a fight.
We don't really have any technique, I wouldn't imagine. Like, I wouldn't be using jiu-jitsu on you.
Yeah, we wouldn't be on the same card. You're clearly fatter than me, and I'm clearly taller than you.
Right.
That was way meaner than I meant it to. I meant to make myself feel bad
height,
for being
just,
skinny
just so
first.
You know, just so you know, height plays zero part in the weight classes.
Length?
No.
Not in weight classes, but just in general.
Okay, sure.
Tail of the tape.
Okay.
That's a thing.
Yeah, Bruce Buffer.
You know what the tail of the tape is? Measurements.
Yes, yeah.
The measuring tape.
Yeah, then Bruce Buffer talks. That's what they do.
FanDuel has a same game parlay bet. You can use any of the NBA market options, points player or player points totals, rebounds, assists, money lines, over-unders, point spread, really anything you could dream of. You can throw it all in from the same game into a single parlay to put down a small bet and win big because the odds are high with the results just being fantastic payouts. And if you haven't tried FanDuel already, new users can get up to $1,000 back. You heard that right. One with three zeros, $1,000. Just place any bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. And right now, new and existing users can get $25 in bonus site credit each day back if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day with the parlay insurance. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code OVERTIME. All caps, one word. Again, that's promo code OVERTIME. You must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Guys.
Hey, bud.
Thanks for responding. Finally, I was just going
to
start.
I didn't know you wanted to.
I was going to start talking again, and then Folky chimed in, and I got confused.
Okay.
Well, there was a pause.
Yeah.
Clowney pissed me off today.
Oh, did he?
What did he do? He made the best decision of his life, if I remember correctly.
His chili uptake.
Who would ever say
moving
he made the
to Columbus and not living directly in Cleveland?
Who would have thought that Folky one day would say that an NFL player made the best decision of his life to come to Cleveland, Ohio to play for the Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland sucks.
Seriously?
Cleveland
no?
sucks. Cleveland sucks, yeah.
That's false. We actually beat the Titans. But
in football terms, I mean, pretty solid move.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yes. For a guy like Clowney to be the second best guy on a defensive line.
But he hasn't proved to even be the second best guy. He's only played one full season since he's entered the league, and that was a 2017 season with the Texans. I mean, and even when J.J. Watt was the number one dude, and no offense to Myles Garrett, but I think J.J. Watt as his peak was a little bit more dominant just pure stats-wise than Myles Garrett was. Now, you can argue semantics, Myles Garrett's blocking techniques or anything like that, but pure stats-wise, like J.J. Watt set the sack records. So, like, he was balling out having peak performance numbers and best that we've seen in forever. Javon Clowney gets drafted, and you think, okay, well, this will set up to be at least where guys have to focus on him, but J.J. Watt was still getting the majority of the attention, and he was still the number two guy. Only played one full season and really did not have an impressive season in any of those seasons. It could change. It definitely could. But with age, after not performing at all for the Tennessee Titans, I'm intrigued to see how it goes. I don't think it's a bad move at all. I think with the way that the deal is structured, it's up to $10 million, but you can pay him pretty cheap if he doesn't really perform. So you're saving yourself in that aspect. I don't think it's a bad move at all, but a good move or a great move, I don't know if I would say that. I think the jury's still out just because he has to perform. He has to show you something. He hasn't shown us anything since, what was he drafted, 2014, 2015? I mean, he really hasn't done anything since then.
Yeah, but I mean, still, when it comes to just like raw athleticism, like, he's still an athlete, and I think, like, being in a place where someone else is clearly above him, he's opposite of him, like, he's going to almost, like, it would be hard for him to be double teamed very often. I don't think, like, he'll have a lower double team rate than probably anywhere else he's ever been, I would think.
Yeah,
so I mean, that'll
again,
I
would argue the Texans with JJ Watt, like, they had a like, I think J.J. Watt was getting a lot of that attention, and they were playing on opposite sides of the line, just like Myles Garrett will be set up. And again, I don't disagree with you. It could be different. Myles Garrett could be just getting into his prime, and we just don't see those numbers yet. I could be wrong. I phrase everything I say with that.
Sure.
But I think we got to see something more from Jadeveon Clowney, for me at least, to be convinced that this is maybe not a home run, because that's just you can't have a home run signing with every single signing, but just a productive signing nonetheless. I do really like how Cleveland structured this deal, though. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I know you don't have to pay him all $10 million, which if you can not pay him all $10 million, that's good.
Yeah, that would be what you want to do.
Unless, I mean, if you give him all $10 million, that means he performed fantastic,
sure.
Which is
good. If he earns that money, then you've had a solid season. He had great production out of it.
So. I hope we pay him $10 million.
Yeah, hope you need to.
Yeah.
I hope it's required. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the past three seasons, Clowney has ranked fifth in NFL in the NFL with pass rush win rate at 25%. Garrett was third ranked at 26, but again, you got to play in the games in order to win those blocks. Just has not played a full season. You mentioned how athletic he is. He's 28 and with a large injury history. Again, only one full season in the league in, what, 7 years-ish? If six-ish, we could go five-ish. He was drafted in 2015. Like, that's not a lot of time to be in the league, and that's a lot of injuries. I get nervous for Cleveland, but also he took a shot at Tennessee, so I'm not going to give this dude any love.
Okay.
What do you say?
I don't know what shot you're actually talking about.
I don't know the exact quote. GP3, I almost called him Trey, Guy Patterson of The Drive, mentioned that he said something about, it was the Cleveland won 12 games last season, which is more than the team I was on last year won, so it should be an improvement or something like that. And I was like, that's also 12 games is more games than you played in last season. So bar raised.
Yeah, you talk about, he does miss like a decent amount of games, like, but he's never played, besides last year, he's never played in less than 13 games. Like, I mean, that's only missing 3 games.
Sure.
Like, that's not that bad. You'll get banged up every now and then. I mean, even in that, that's only twice that's ever happened. Just last year, he got hurt, only played 8 games.
That's fair. He 2020 finished the season with 19 tackles, no sacks, and 8 games of play. Suffered a season-ending knee injury in November. Had surgery in December. Expected to be full health in the 2021 season.
Yeah, the exact quote. He was asked why he wanted to join the Browns, and he replied, "You guys won 12 games last year, right? More than the team I played on."
It's true.
That's a fact.
It is true.
I don't think that's a...
I don't think it's necessarily like
that's
a...
That's not a shot.
It's not out of line too
I mean, that's
much.
6 more games than... that's literally double what the Giants did last year, is it not?
I'm not taking a shot.
I don't think he was taking
the cough,
a shot.
The water I just drank
I'm
went
sure
down the wrong
it,
pipe.
It
I'm
sounded
sorry.
Exactly like your sarcastic laugh cough.
No, that was a complete accident.
No, he coughed twice.
I apologize if you thought that was intentional.
Poor guy. He's over here strangling.
Sincerely.
You screaming at him.
Hand to God.
I don't need your charity apology. Get out of here.
That was not intentional.
Get your hand out of here. I don't need any apology.
I wish we wouldn't fight so much.
All right, Mom. Sorry.
What's with you trying to keep the peace? Shut up.
I just want us all to get along.
That wasn't the only clowny comment that caught your attention.
His name literally has clown in it. I'm sorry. I can't take the dude seriously.
Okay, well, you loved him last year.
I was about to say, you were super hyped about him coming to the Titans.
You just don't like him because he left Tennessee.
Yeah, no,
Did I not literally say that during my opening argument?
Sure.
I said I am biased because he took a shot at Tennessee and left Tennessee. If you can admit your bias, I feel like you're allowed to have it.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, man.
Sure. Well, anyways,
just making this clear. You were singing a different tune 365 days ago.
Huh?
Another comment.
You said we were going to be 6-4 at the floor. Like, we all have bad takes. We're all wrong. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just.
I mean, I said Tom Brady was going to win the Super Bowl, so I was right on that one. Let's take victory laps if we're taking non-victory laps.
Hmm.
Why can't we all just get along?
Shut up, Mom.
That's what I want. That's all I want.
But another comment that Jadeveon Clowney had was he stated that he was happy to be, quote-unquote, playing with somebody dominant on the opposite side.
That's a fair point. I saw that quote. I didn't think that was really a shot. Like, I really do think
that's just facts.
I mean, that is a statement of fact. A lot of those things that happen during press conferences, like Jeremy Pruitt saying JG is the quarterback who gives us the best opportunity to win, that was a pain stake to hear. But it might have been a statement of fact just with who we had on the roster and the execution we were getting out of it. Like, that, things like that suck to hear, but they're statements of fact. So I can eat that and take it. Like, he was the most talented guy on the roster, was expected to be, just didn't perform. I will agree, or at least say, I don't think Jeffrey Simmons has as good of a rookie season in terms of batting down balls and just looking impressive if Clowney's not on that defensive line for those 8 games. Like, I do think he was enough of a distraction, enough of an attention getter to open up the door for a rookie to have a good start to his career. And then once you have a good couple of first games getting into the groove of things in a new league, that transcends you, or at least sets you up to have a good rookie season. And Jeffrey Simmons was pretty impressive on that defensive line this year, in my opinion.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I was impressed he always had his mitts on a ball. So I can agree with that, but there's pros and cons to everything. I can have some spin zones here.
Yeah. I think it will be a net positive for the Browns. I think the Browns are going to have a really good defense next year. I think they're a team to watch out for in that division. Like, legitimately, I think you guys could win the division next year. Like,
I
had to put money on that division's winner, I'm saying Browns.
Gun to your head right now, does Clowney play a full season?
No.
Not missing one game?
That's what a full season means.
No.
I mean,
due to injuries?
I mean, dude, for anything. He doesn't play 16
If he's out of game for COVID, we'll pull this podcast back up and I'll right my wrongs. But yes, for anything right now.
Yeah.
You think he plays the full season?
Yeah.
I love Folky's just optimism. Anything Ohio.
See, it's optimism when he does it. It's bias when I do it. I don't get that.
Can't be biased, Will.
That's right. I guess you can't be biased when your team suck for so long.
He's going to play in the Super Bowl, too.
Okay, now we're just thinking of trades during the season.
Yeah, no.
Now that's going a little bit overboard.
Okay, well, the Giants aren't making it.
at a certain point, this show just becomes us just stabbing each other over different things.
Yeah, okay, no. You yelled at me earlier when I said the Orioles and then got mad at me when I mentioned the Giants sucking. Like, yeah, the Giants sucked. All I said was word Orioles.
I didn't get mad. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Sound a little mad.
I didn't mean the call.
I think everybody's mad.
You calm down?
No, I feel fine.
Tucker, please calm down.
All right.
I got mad.
You started off the segment with clutched fist. What do you mean you aren't the mad one?
The mics
you tried
weren't
to,
on.
You tried
that
to fight
count.
Us
yeah.
during the
break.
The
mics weren't on.
You're
that
the mad
count.
One.
Yeah, relax.
This is creativity.
Relax, Arthur.
This is content. You're the one who actually wants to fight us. Like, all of us get along.
You were literally the Arthur meme walking into the room with a balled up fist.
I was ready to fight.
You were literally shaking hands with Penny Hardaway.
I'm a Vols basketball fan, man. I know all about the balled up fist.
Did you see where the Seahawks and the Broncos are announced that they're not going to be attending or doing the voluntary off-season workouts, I think it was?
Yeah, I saw them.
VRs.
Yeah, there's a few other, yeah, what teams did you say?
I saw the Broncos and the Seahawks for sure, but there were some other teams mixed
in
there,
I think.
I think
four that did it.
Why are they not doing it?
COVID.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're just optional workouts regardless.
If you don't have to do them.
I mean, like,
the guys who show up to those aren't really the impact players, and if you can
who want to make the roster for the most part. Or,
and if you can already figure out your roster scenario and don't have to deal with, no offense, scrubs who you're just filling and plugging into different spots for practice squads, there's no reason to have a, I don't want to say super spreader event, because they're going to be tested, vaccinated, and all these things. They laid out a memo today about the three-phase off-season program, and we can get into that a little bit more. But you also just, like, there's no reason to have giant gatherings if you don't need to, or if there's no necessity to, in a place of business, because the NFL is still technically a place of business at the end of the day. I mean, any job isn't going to have a meeting if they're not required to right now because of COVID. So business-wise, NFL is the same thing. They're just doing workouts instead of pencil and accountant papers.
Yeah, and guys are probably working out on their own anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
go ahead. My bad. I didn't mean to say .
Oh, I mean, it's not really like superstars, guys who are actually going to play important roles. Like, they don't need OTAs at all. Like, there's no point. They know the system. They're already getting in shape on their own. They're pro athletes. They work out 24/7.
If you're a pro athlete, you've had the motivation to get there already.
Exactly.
Most guys know how to work out. Yeah. And most guys by now have already filtered out if they don't. Yeah. Maurice Carlett type guys.
Yeah. People mad over them not having OTAs. Like, guys,
didn't mean to take a shot.
It doesn't matter. Like, does anyone care about OTAs?
You didn't
OTAs?
Even say his name right.
No.
No. They are meaningless.
Never said his name right.
In the NFL.
Was correct.
On the O2 championship?
Yes.
Beat Miami.
What are you guys talking about?
Phantom pass interference call. Maurice Clarette.
Oh, okay.
Maurice Clarette.
I can't pronounce his name. The Denver Broncos, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers, the Lions, and the Patriots. The Seahawks, the Broncos were the ones who said on Tuesday. Lions said on Wednesday. And then the Patriots said, quote unquote, some of us will join in making the decision. So maybe a couple guys will show up. Maybe some of those opt-outs from last season still need a couple of workouts to get in. I mean, like, that is you laugh, but it's also like it's kind of a joke, but it's also half true too. Like, these guys do need to get in shape. Like, Patrick Chung was out with Barstool Sports at the pond hockey tournament they were doing the other day. Like, he finally coming back into the real world, but he was an opt-out last year. Yes. He's going to have to get in shape. What was his name?
I thought he was tired.
Did
Patrick Chung.
Am I just making up the fact that he opted out?
He did opt out, but
did he retire after he opted out? My bad. I didn't see that press conference.
Like, it was like a couple weeks ago, or
maybe someone at the Barstool Pond hockey tournament convinced him to retire. Maybe he fell in love with pond hockey.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's doing full time now.
He wasn't terrible. I watched the series.
Right. Wow,
he wasn't bad at all.
I mean, Edelman just retired for them too.
Do you think
Patriots
he's retiring?
Turning a new leaf.
Do you think he's retiring, or is this a Gronk setup to Tampa Bay?
I was just reading
Has he officially retired?
Yes. He officially retired.
Okay.
He did a whole video, everything.
Do you have a shirt off in the video?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Well, I don't think he...
He's the king of the thirst trap.
Oh, true.
How old is he?
31. That's a fat guess.
No, he's older than that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not really. Like, people forget he hasn't been... Like, he's been in the league for a long time, but really not that
34.
Long. 34? Okay, I was close.
Because didn't he play 4 years in college or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he had to. Yeah. He was a Kent State quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I was just reading from... I think it was from Tom Pelissero.
Proud of you.
That he got an ACL surgery in 2017... And apparently since then, his knee has not been right, and it's forced him not to be able to play full seasons the last 2 years. And then last year, he had to get a knee procedure after a couple of games, and he was going to try and get back to the team late in the year, and he suffered a setback. And it was at that point that Edelman and those close to him realized that this knee injury, you know, the ACL just never recovered. His knee never recovered from that, and they realized that it was probably a career ender. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots even were planning on playing the season without him. That's why they signed Kendrick Bourne. That's why they signed Nelson Aguilar, because they were expecting him to be out, and they weren't. Edelman and the Patriots weren't sure if he'd be able to come back from this, but the Patriots wanted to give him as much time as possible to come to this decision, and ultimately along with Edelman, decided that, you know what, let's end it.
This might be apples to oranges, but I'd compare him to a pretty good athlete in myself. I had a knee injury sophomore year, soccer season, and I played basketball for 9 years, and it took a lot of convincing and looks in the mirror. But finally, I just had to say, like, hey, it's time to hang it up. The sport is not giving back to you as much as you're giving to it. You just gave a whole knee you need to move on. And
yeah, you guys are a lot alike.
Attractive white dudes with knee injuries.
Athletes.
Attractive white male athletes with knee injuries.
Yeah. Athletes just, you know, completely robbed by injury.
You have no idea what my potential was.
I understand.
I tore my potential tendon.
That's the potential tendon, the one that held all your potential, and so you lost all your potential, and now you're not in the NFL.
It's like how you get dumber when you get your wisdom teeth taken out.
Right. Yep. Uh huh.
That makes
same
sense.
Same thing. Okay. Your potential talent. All
right.
I can't do it.
Are we going to break?
Yeah, we'll have birthdays next.
My God.
Thank God.
It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As you know, people are born, and then we talk about them on their birthdays, and today is no different. April 14th, there's some people who are born today. Y'all have to be the most distracting bunch of co-hosts worked with. Like, I have undiagnosed ADHD, and it is hard enough to host a show.
I have diagnosed ADHD, so that's the problem.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, that's not a good.
That's why
click.
I get distracted.
And then then you distract me. Yeah. Like what we're doing right now.
Come on, Tucker.
Let's do the birthday game.
Okay.
It's time.
You could blame Tucker. He started laughing, and it got me laughing.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What's so funny over there, Tucker?
It's time for the birthday game.
It's time for the birthday game. We're starting with television actor who has been mentioned today. We said his name on the show today, April 14th, 1960, Los Angeles, California. 61 years old. He played the role of Ray's brother, Robert.
Brad Garrett.
It is Brad Garrett.
I had already forgot his name.
April 14th, 1977, another television actor. A good amount of actors today to get through first. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 44 years old today. We had one dude yesterday. This is the other guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No, it is not Will Smith.
Charlie Day.
No, it is not Charlie Day. It is not Glenn
Danny
Howard.
DeVito.
It is not Danny DeVito, and it is not Caitlin Olson. It is Mac.
I don't know Mac's name, dude.
Come on, guys.
I don't know. I've watched the show a good amount of times. But
I know his first name.
Well, yeah, it's Mac.
No, the actor's first name.
Oh.
R.M. I forgot to give him
Oh, Rob McElhenney.
I'll give it to him. It's Rob McElhenney. Yeah. Rob McElhenney.
Good job, Alex.
Thank you.
I thought it was Rob McElhenney.
There's an H in there, but
I believe it's Rob McElhenney.
It's something like that.
Rob McElhenney.
It's Rob's birthday. Shout out, Rob.
Yeah, that's what I said. I knew the first name. Rob.
I love that show. April 14th, 1973, Queens, New York, 48 years old. Another actor. This one's a little bit of a stretch. You've heard the name. You've seen the face. I don't know if you know them together, if you know what I mean. Like, you definitely know this guy, but I don't know if you know this guy based off hints. Dramatic actor. He won an Oscar for Best Actor in 2003 for his role in The Pianist, becoming the first actor under the age of 30 to win the award. He also played Stephen, I can't pronounce that name, in the 2003 film Dummy. That is Alex's face he is slapping on right now. Not anything else. And he also was in A Midnight in Paris.
Keep going.
AB, not Antonio Brown.
AB?
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody is
Thank
correct.
You. Don't smack your face anymore, Alex.
Come on, man.
It sounds inappropriate on the air.
Oh, sweet Jesus. April 14th, 1977, New York City, New York, 44 years old, television actress. She was immortalized for starring on the series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Alex, you said her name.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
There you go. 3-0, Alex.
Nope, I have one.
3-1, Alex.
Good job, Paul.
There we go.
Excuse me. Sorry. Appreciate
y'all
right. for covering for me.
Yeah, man.
You want me to read the birthday? I don't know what you wanted me to do there.
No, Alex knows him. He can read it.
He did look at him earlier.
All right, let's go to football players. I was trying to click through
That's
make
why
sure
I was
I
slapping my face. Right.
April 14th, 1995, Austin, Texas, 26 years old today, quarterback, 2017 Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Oklahoma, who's also finalist.
Baker Mayfield.
It is Baker Mayfield. I'm giving it to
2017. I'm an idiot.
Congrats, dude. You got your guy.
Go Browns.
April 14th, 1999, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 22 years old today, defensive end who was selected second overall in the 2020 draft. It is Chase Young.
Happy birthday, bud.
Holy cow, this man has a bad haircut. I'm going to show you his picture after I do this. It's just one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen. April 14th, 1989, Ford, Washington, Maryland. 32 years old, pro cornerback, known for his great man coverage and run support. He made his NFL debut in the 2010 for the Cleveland Browns. Played a
Joe Hayden.
It is Joe Hayden. Now look at this man's haircut in this profile picture. There's just one blotch of hair.
People at home, yeah, imagine a unicorn, but it's a little to the left, and it's just a patch of hair.
I mean, it's just
the rest of the hair
straight
is bald.
Up, just a patch of hair. Yeah. Fantastic.
That it's. You know what? I bet that's so easy to fix in the morning. Like it, like out of bed and out the door in seconds.
Everyone knows when he gets a haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do the next
one. Not a fan of that guy.
I'm still looking.
You did not like him?
Nope. He left.
He left to go to Pittsburgh.
That's a bummer. You can't do that.
No.
That's do you really division. Blame him?
Yes, I do really blame him.
I mean, come on. It's probably best for him that he'd do that.
He wanted a chance at success.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a 5-second delay on this one.
Why?
April 14th, 1941, Cincinnati, Ohio, 80 years old today.
I'm not doing it. Look at him. Look at him. Let him say it.
He's wearing the hat,
I'll
too.
I'll say it. Pete Rose. I get the point.
It's Pete Rose. Happy birthday, buddy. I know you're listening.
He is under criminal on
FamousBirthdays.com. Folky's actual hero. Let me tell you how big of a fan Folky is of the Reds. I woke up to this text message. Happy birthday to the greatest of all time. The Hit King turns 80 today.
So were you just not going to tell me?
Yeah.
And think I wouldn't notice that it was his birthday when I was doing it?
Come on, he said Pete Rose's birthday like 6 times on the show. Like, he knows it.
It's a good point by you.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's not news that he knew whose birthday it was. Yeah. He texted me at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, from one arguable GOAT to another arguable GOAT, April 14th, 1966, San Angelo, Texas, 55 years old. I'd stop laughing before Folky gets the answer. 55 years old, an 8-time All-Star pitcher known as Mad Dog and the Professor.
Greg Maddux.
Is Greg Maddux.
Mad I could have laughed the whole time.
I didn't know about his nickname, Mad Dog.
I didn't know
dog.
It was called the Mad Dog.
I didn't know it would give it away until I read it out loud on accident.
It's because of Maddux and
No,
Mad.
Yeah,
I see
after
it now,
I heard I that, you know, just, I totally put that together.
I just hadn't heard it.
Pete Rosie.
I need the professor.
Word.
Word. April 14th, 1965, Michigan. 56 years old. Football coach. Football coach who was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns from 2011 to 2012. He spent time working for the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings before becoming the head coach of the Giants in 2018. Sucked for both of y'all guys' teams within this decade.
Pat Shurmur.
Pat Shurmur is correct.
Mm. He stunk.
April 14th, 1968. Nothing to add on there. He stunk.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just going to let that one be. Say, yeah. I mean,
Homestead, Pennsylvania.
Stood on its own.
52 years old today, football coach who became the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers in 2015 after spending 8 years as the defensive
Jim
line
Tom
coach,
Sula.
Jim Tom Sula.
I
thought you were right. That's why I didn't throw out any other guesses.
There are no basketball players born today.
Good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's all right. I got a big enough lead.
No, that's not good. We don't have any other birthdays.
No other birthdays?
That's normally what I rely
on.
No,
like singers?
No, man.
Comedians, directors, artists.
I'm
actors, actresses.
I already did actors and actresses. You're naming all the categories, guys. I can go. Oh, no, I can't even go soccer player.
You can go this day?
I can go this day.
Or just ask us more questions from our trivia from earlier. We can retouch on some of that.
True.
You can ask me another draft question.
You just stop giving me suggestions.
You asked. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help. God. All right.
It's just weird when you try to help.
I'll ease up. That's fine.
No, I do appreciate the help. I needed to riff off you real quick to extend this and continue stalling while I look around for this day's in histories. I'm just going to go trivia. That's actually
that's a
better idea.
You know, it was a solid one.
You want a suggestion? Don't slap your face on a date. That's what I'll give you.
You shouldn't slap your face on radio. A date really isn't that bad.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's do people who were born in Tennessee. Little birthday
like
mixed
I
up.
Like
I did
that.
This for
sure.
I did this for Bear earlier for trivia. Two claps and a this person. Two claps and this person.
Initials.
RF.
Woo! Ric Flair.
Two claps and a Ric Flair.
What is two claps and a Ric Flair?
Give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Oh.
Woo! Okay. That is a Ric Flair. A Ric Flair is the two.
I've never heard that. Like,
that is a very common phrase.
It's a phrase.
I've not heard it.
Even I know that.
That's my bad.
Well, and I don't watch fake wrestling.
And you didn't get the.
Do you watch real wrestling?
Nope.
Okay, then you didn't have to specify. You could have just said you didn't watch wrestling.
Not a big fan of like Greco-Roman wrestling.
The hell is that?
It's wrestling.
It's where Greeks and Romans wrestle.
It's the actual like wrestling.
Strictly Greek and Roman people.
Yeah.
I love this person, but what's love got to do with it? They were just born in Tennessee.
Oh, what's that fella's name that sings that
song?
It's
not a fella.
That's not a fella. It's Tina Turner.
It is Tina Turner. Oh. Foley, because of that answer, I do not respect you.
Fella.
But if you spell it, it's this woman. Don't shake
Aretha
your pen
Franklin.
On her either.
Aretha
it is Aretha
Franklin.
Franklin.
Folky shook that Folky, pen at me.
Don't worry, man. I will always love you.
Whitney Houston.
Born in
Tennessee.
Dolly Parton. You cannot.
Bro, Folky, with that flannel, he's bringing sexy back.
Justin
Timberlake.
It is Justin Timberlake.
I thought of, you know, I will always love.
That's no the same song.
The same
Whitney
song.
Houston covered it from the original.
Didn't know that.
Dolly
she wrote
that.
She wrote it.
I don't go that far back.
It's okay.
I barely
you know,
go that
go
far
to...
back with Whitney Houston.
All right.
Fair enough. This famous Browns coach and Patriots coach was born in Tennessee.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is correct.
Where in Tennessee?
Really?
Nashville. He was born in Tennessee, raised in Maryland. We established that
Man,
on air.
Bummer.
Earlier.
Wait, can he eventually just come home and
coach
the
Tennessee?
Balls?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
I mean,
he,
hold on.
Wouldn't
there's
he
a
coach
connection
Vandy?
There. Hey, no.
If he was
we're
Nashville?
The real. You think he's going to go coach Vandy?
You think he's going to coach Tennessee?
I don't know. He's pretty tight with Saban. I mean,
a lot of people who are from Nashville are Tennessee fans.
Speaking of which, this person was born in Tennessee, almost committed to Vanderbilt, but ended up not committing anywhere.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is correct.
He did commit. To Tennessee.
Yeah, he just didn't come here because he got drafted.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, though.
Y'all got it. Have fun with the rest of the show.
Okay. Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels.
Doing trivia. Gets
just,
corrected
just
anyways.
Wanted to make sure we had the information straight.
Yeah.
Where has that ever been a concern on this show?
Just now.
Yep.
Just now, yeah.
Good point.
We voted
when I can apply some knowledge, I'm going
to
do it.
Yep. He likes to flex those brain muscles.
Which is rare.
Yep.
Which is rare.
But it happens.
It does.
Which, yeah. I mean, Tucker just found out today just how smart I am.
Right.
Predicting that Jonas
I do.
Was going to come here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Fair enough.
You connected the dots of a coach hire.
You did have the worst day in trivia today, but your category was also the hardest.
Yep. And someone messed up the questions. Not blaming anyone, but someone did.
One, and then gave you a backup question, both about your Yankees. This man, known for catching a Super Bowl pass for the Steelers.
Santonio Holmes.
Older.
Franco Harris.
Older. Eh, probably same area, actually.
Yeah, it's...
That wouldn't be a Super Bowl.
Hines Ward.
No, it's even old. It's older than that.
The Ugly Duckling turned into this.
Oh,
Lynn Swan.
He did ballet, yes. It's Lynn Swan. Top five most hated Duke player of all time.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick, first man to average a triple-double.
Elgin Baylor.
Oscar Robertson.
Oscar Robertson. That's really all I got, guys. I was just kind of bouncing around.
That's
all right.
We can
get out of here.
Yeah,
I was just kind of waiting for Folky to play the music. Oh,
play that
Folky glorious music. James K. Folk.
God. We've made it, fellas.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We love you guys.